Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And CBS was saying they have some lightning strikes there, very odd weather happening, where they are in Chico, California. So we have some bizarre weather here today. It started to almost snow out. Well, it did snow. I shouldn't say almost. It was snowing and rain and stuff. Thought we're going into winter. And now it's pretty much normal-looking clouds out there, kind of like animal clouds, in fact. That's good. So it's the aliens are out there again, getting chased away. So let's see if our co-host is on here. So, Annika, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Great to be on. You know, I'm not sure if people can hear me. So if you can hear me, I would appreciate if somebody could type that in. I think we are on now, but maybe there was a few sound problems there to begin with. So sorry about that, everyone. Welcome to the show with the Creation Lightship. And on today is, of course, Ron Amatron, who is the Creation Lightship ambassador here on Earth at this time. And we're coming up to this very incredible moment in time when we can get healing from directly through Ron from the Creation Lightship and hear what that is all about. We also have a special guest on today. We have Larry on, so I would like to welcome you, Larry. And maybe you want to come on with one of your questions, Larry.
Okay, Annika, I will. Okay, thank you.
Good to hear you.
Good, Larry. I wonder if anybody's seen any clowns out there recently from the religious abduction stuff that happened, end of the world. Just be curious to know if anybody has seen any weird people. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. So, Larry, how are you today, and how's your weather?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. The weather's really fair, really nice and pleasant here in South California.
So how do your clouds look? Do you have clouds?
I haven't had too many clouds. Yesterday I had some weird-looking clouds and faces on the clouds, but today I haven't seen too many of them.
Okay. So there's a new movie out. I just got an email from a lady earlier today. Since we're just talking about clouds, if you all want to check out the trailer for Take Shelter, it's Take Shelter, and the first maybe 10 seconds into it or something, 15 seconds, whatever, you're going to see a cloud in the sky. You might just pause that and look at those faces. It looks like a witch on one side kind of and some other thing on the top. Looks pretty scary. So maybe we got somebody listening to our VBS programs here who's a writer, and maybe they're getting ideas from us. Who knows? Or the dark side wants to bring themselves a little closer into reality. So you may want to check that out. You might want to do your life force energy before so. Remember, when you see pictures and things, these things can connect to you, even though you may not think they could. So, I don't know, maybe it's a bad idea to have you lift at something. Hate to have you get taken away. But under normal conditions, people would look anyway. So anyway, back to you, Larry.
Okay, great. So, Ron, the purpose of my questions then would be to inquire about the intentions of the alien God spirits toward us concerning blockages of our self and concerns for healing on the Creation Lightship. So there's a case where a spiritualist church disfellowshipped many people, and the church was in bankruptcy because nobody came. They listened to the alien God spirits that they would repent and come back. They never did because they had been injured. Why would an alien God spirit not tell the truth to the church people and then destroy his own church by setting them up for failure? Do you have a comment on a healing for the mental body?
Very good, yeah. so that's interesting. Maybe that alien god was taken over by some other aliens, and they didn't like that church, okay? Maybe the church was starting to teach the principles of going within, and maybe another alien race energy out there, god energy, took over that church, which made it get terminated. That's very possible. So let's do a clearing here. We'll do a mental clearing for people. And here we go. So think of something that maybe you have problems with, a situation, maybe your mind's not working properly, could be even mind looping. And we'll do a clearing here. So you got to think of something that would help the clearing. And we'll put you back into balance here. So I'll count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and just a question on the fast chat here. It's from Corey. It says, do clouds created fake cloned realities? Yeah, they can do that. The clouds could be aliens up there looking at you. Remember, look at the clouds and look for alien faces. More recently, though, it's been animals. And animals have always normally, from my perspective, shown up when they are fighting aliens. So you can probably see the ship clouds showing, leaving. Maybe they'll get dark in color. That happens a lot. Very unusual to see a cloud that could be kind of white or gray, and then it turns dark out of nowhere, and then it kind of like disintegrates, falls apart, and within maybe 5 minutes it's gone. And sometimes you actually see the different animals with their mouths open, especially dragons, and you can see a little flame coming out of them. It's very nice to watch. So if you haven't been watching clouds, you may get a good education, and just start looking for faces and things in them. Most of the aliens will snarl at you. You're going to look at them, and they're going to look like a skeleton head, eyes and nose, maybe a mouth, but they're going to look like they're very angry when they look at you. And the animal clouds, naturally, you can tell because there's no flat bottoms on them. You may see the legs on them, maybe a tail, and when they're completely at rest, if you look at one, they're going to be upside down normally. And I always look around also for darker clouds that will probably actually start to disappear before your eyes within probably 10 minutes. So that's how you want to look. So back to you, Larry.
Okay, so if a person had an invisible teacher that channeled through him and wants to turn him into a clone, to control the clone, to manipulate people, to mislead others from the light, how could the spirit correct this problem?
Okay, so paraphrasing, a person is channeling some kind of divine teacher, and that teacher wants to take over the body. They could make the body into a clone. That's possible. It could be taken away, the physical body from the light could be taken away and a clone could come in its place. Could also be given robotics, okay? And a lot of people have robotics already in them. Whenever I do my lectures and workshops, if I do a robotic mechanical clearing, which takes away stuff that's forcing your body to respond a certain way, almost everybody feels it. And I don't know what they think afterwards, but they do feel better. And I don't know if their conscience gets actually blocked, because nobody's really asked me after, a session, maybe 100 people, you know, what is it that you did to me? You know, they all kind of leave, which is kind of strange, too. You know, you got to remember that implants go off. And so I'll do a sample here of the robotic clearing. And so, yeah, the energies, you know, the body could be taken over. Okay, well, let's hope we're back here.
Yes.
So we're doing the mind-to-heart drop here, so dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Yeah, if you do your life force energy a bunch of times, man, it will change your life. If you do it in a room with people, if you can get them to do it, that normally people will do that because it has nothing to do with religion. So you just say, well, this is a simple way to make yourself feel better. And, you know, I now increase my life force energy and just show the people in the room how to do it. I know when I do it with people at the lectures and workshops, 10 times you start getting pretty warm. You know, if I go to like 50, the whole room heats up. Now, if you could do it, looks like you ever did it for 1,000 times, wow. You're going to probably actually feel the inside of your body start to shake different places because those energy blockages are being forced to open up. by the light. So, you know, if you did it even 200 times, you're going to be wide awake. I wouldn't recommend doing it at night because you probably won't sleep. But if you do need to get charged up somehow, or maybe for, let's just say that you have a an animal or a pet that you want to work with, and they're in some type of pain, do your life force energy, and I'll increase my life force energy. Maybe take about 10 minutes to do it, whatever amount of time you can do that for as far as saying it. Typically, I think probably, you know, 5 seconds would be all that it would take. But if you did it for like 10 minutes, and then you laid hands on that animal or pet, boy, that will really put energy into your pet or animal. Or even if you have a plant or something that has a problem, do that. And just do, you know, just put your hand next to it. You may not want to physically touch it or them, because that would help. I had a frog that actually died, oddly enough. It wouldn't move. It was stiff. And I did that, and came back to life, and it lived for about a week, and then it died. It probably had some internal problems, but it actually got brought back to life again. You know, that was quite interesting. But, yeah, just do that. I now increase my life force energy, and, you know, it will help a lot. People always ask me, what can I do for something? Remember, when you get charged up that full, that out high, you're not going to be giving anything your negative energy. That's why we don't want to touch people, because it transfers negative energy. But and I still probably wouldn't physically touch something. Just put your hand, you know, half an inch away. And do it slowly, because remember, that energy is going to be very strong. You don't want what you're working on to get freaked out because there's so much energy. And just do it slowly, moving your hand inward to it, you know, towards your animal or pet, and they will start to take the energy. You're actually going to feel it. Now, just another thing to add to that. If you're really sensitive and you feel like the energy is bouncing off of the skin of the animal, then just ask the animal to accept this healing energy. And this I do with people, too, I used to, you know, years and years ago, because sometimes, you know, the energy is so strong that the body is going, uh-oh, what's happening to me? I'm being psychically attacked. This energy is too strong. I can't take it. Doesn't know what it is. So if you just ask it to accept the healing energy, it will do so instantly, and then you're going to feel the energy leave from you as the conduit into the particular person or animal that you're working with. So hopefully that will help you out in a situation to where you have to use the energy. So just try it and see. Back to you, Annika. And I don't know if Larry's online yet or not.
Okay.
We'll see.
I'm on.
Oh, good. Okay, you're there, Larry. So
yes.
It looks like you might pick one of your better questions there. We only got like probably 10 minutes to go here. So.
Okay. So my question is, Ron, what is your opinion of a person that has 60% heart spirit, 30% third eye spirit, and 10% mind spirit? Would this be a normal average, or would this have to be corrected? And can we get a comment on an ankle clearing?
Okay, so 60% spirit energy in their body, is that what you said?
Well, yes, 60% heart spirit.
Heart, okay.
And maybe 30% third eye spirit, and 10%
mind spirit.
Won't
make any difference, okay? Yeah, the third eye doesn't really pertain to spiritual energy that much. You know, that's your intuition, so that really won't matter. Some people think they have to be psychically aware to become spiritual. That's not the case. Okay, then you got 10% energy inside of the mind. Okay, so that would be probably good if you're only running 10% mind energy, because the mind is the darkness controlling you. So that would be good. In fact, what we'll do is we'll switch that a little bit, Larry. We're going to bring people up from 10% up to 100%. So what we have to do now to do this, I can only give you space holders. So I'm going to go up from 10 to 20 to 30, do 10% increments. And you can see for yourself where your spirit is, okay? Remember, your mind won't have a spirit because it would be the spirit of darkness, okay? It's not from the light. So you want to get rid of that energy. So here we go. So we'll start off at 10%, and when you feel yourself changing energetically, you're going to feel maybe a little bit lighter. You might feel stronger. Here we go. So we'll start off at 10%. Hopefully nobody's below that. And if you are below that listening and you feel a boost of energy, you're very, very low. Typically people who are on drugs a lot, completely glossed over eyes will be 10% or less. So here we go, 10%. And we're going to put space holders in you. A space holder is an energy of light. It cannot do anything for you. It'll just bring light to you, but it's not your energy. Then when the program ends, it'll leave you. So here we go, 10%. I'll count to 5 to increase it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Going up from 10 to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just kind of note how your body's feeling so you can know about what number you are, at least a whole number. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm feeling some energy there from some people. Yawning too. Darkness is leaving. 30 to 40%. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 40 to 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 50 to 60. Oh boy. 1, a lot of energy here. 2, oh wow. 3, 4, and 5. 60 to 70, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 70 to 80%, 1, got a yawn here, remember the darkness is leaving you to get these space holders in, this is why it's so heavy, so most people are probably below 50%, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 80 to 90, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 90 to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so I guess I'll turn it back over to Annika quickly, then she can have Larry come back on. So
I'm here.
Okay, how are we doing, everybody?
Well, that was really good, Ron. How about you, Larry? How are you feeling?
I feel very good. It was very energetic going up the scale.
Yeah, it's good. So this is feeling great. I hope everybody's feeling great after what we went through. So, yeah, very interesting. Interesting call today, Larry.
Oh, okay, good.
So, yeah, what do you think, Ron? How much longer do we have? Do we have time for more questions?
So we could go till 2 after, so...
Yeah, we have another 10 at least.
Yeah, we can probably go 10 minutes, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to you, Larry.
Okay, then. If a person... Let's see, I think I asked... If a per...
Let me use wing one, if you
okay,
want.
Okay, can we get a pain? Sometimes people, they cause pain by sabotaging ourselves, or sometimes we get pain from others. Can we get a pain release clearing?
Yeah, so let's try this. You hit the nail on the head, Larry. Very good.
Okay.
So let's see if our pain is caused by someone else. So we all know about hexes, witches, spells, dark side practitioners. And then we'll just see if the pain happens to be from our genetics. So everybody think of a pain. And the first one would be somebody sending a transmission to you to cause you pain. So we'll just call it a pain transmission. Dark side practitioner. And we know there's a bunch of those around, especially people who go to church and want to pray for you. They're all considered that because they're sending you dark side energies. So here we go. Remember, you're not supposed to send anybody any energy because the body cannot take the energy. Most people are not heart-centered. They use the mind. So I want to clarify that. You get a book out on healing, and they may tell you how to do energetic transmissions. Well, that's all mind energy. You have to connect to the person's spirit. And the problem with doing that is that your spirit could very possibly take on the problem of someone else's spirit as it's doing the healing. And how do you get your spirit healed, okay? So I just thought I'd mention that. Here we go. Your life force energy could more than likely help you if you did that a lot. That's why I say you want to keep that fully charged up body width or more. So this is a pain clearing for somebody sending you pain. Here we go. Think of a situation. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll just comment quickly here as you sample your energies. I had a lot of white clouds as I looked out of my window earlier with the animal clouds. And now a lot of the clouds that are around the animals are turning dark. There's still some white clouds out here, but I would say that 90% of the clouds that I'm looking at are now dark, which means that these clearings that we're doing are affecting the clouds and the animals are terminating the cloud. Remember, when the clouds turn dark, they're normally falling apart. The ships out there that are cloaked in the clouds are now being terminated, and what you're seeing is the residue. This is why when you see a dark cloud, if the light, goes after it some way, you're going to see dark places, holes in the clouds, and you're going to see that it gets to be a little more transparent in different places on the cloud. So that's just information for all of you. So here we go. So see how your pain feels. That's from somebody else sending you pain. Now we're going to do a pain clearing that was brought up by you. Remember, your body wanted to heal this here. You may not know about that you did this, but somehow your spirit and your body said, you know, it's time to get a healing here, so I got to get their attention. And the 4x4 didn't work last week, so now we're going to make it worse. So here we go. This is caused by you, in a sense. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see how you're doing. You know, it'd be nice to get on a Christian radio program, have our own here somehow, and call it The Real Truth. And maybe we could draw some Christians to understand what we're talking about. Anyway, remember, when you feel the energy is coming, it's pretty hard to denounce what it is because the energy is so strong and so peaceful. We'll see what people are feeling here. Out there, see if it was caused by somebody else. Remember, we have the same clearing on the self-empowerment one, I believe, where you can take away situations in your life. And that's, I think, $50 for 6 weeks. So if you do have something going on with you, you may want to check that out. because it may not be your own pain. It could be entities. So let's do entities now. And here we go. I think it could be possibly true that maybe a dark side practitioner could maybe round up entities. You know, hate to think of this here, but, you know, I'll get a bunch of entities on board and send you entities with a problem. I really haven't thought of that too much, but that's probably what they're using as stuff comes into you. So let's do an entity clearing for pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, let's see how we're doing. So, Larry, you still out there? How do you feel? And Annika?
I'm feeling much lighter and released from those issues that I had before.
Now, which one do you think hit you more? Was it somebody else sending you bad energies? Or do you think...
I was feeling somebody else. One person trained, one person thinking with alien concepts that they use, and they use that against other people. They send you pain, because they're thinking you can't be a part of the family system, you can't be accepted, and they're causing people pain. But I don't feel the pain because I'm clear from that. But I have seen that since you've been talking about this. It's very clear to me.
Yeah, I guess it would be very enlightening. See, otherwise, you don't know what the heck's going on. So once you kind of get some tools here, and I can't give that many tools, but I can't give information. You know, the only tools that I can really give people, there's two for sure, which is your life force energy and the mind-to-heart drop. But through the clearings here, at least you can figure out what the heck's going on in your life, you know. So that's the whole thing, is to get a better life. Anything out there on the fast chat, Annika?
I just saw Linda was asking, can I have a sample of self-empowerment?
Boy, there's 38 things listed there. Let's throw something out here. Self-empowerment. Let's do something about, since we've been doing hexes spells, let's do something where maybe you can't get out of a relationship. A lot of people have that. I had a lady on the other program Monday night asking about that. But a boyfriend that, you know, interfering with your courting. So here we go. This is if somebody in your life is wanting to stand in a relationship or forcing you to do something against your free will. Going to release that energy. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 to release it. One, you have to think of something, though, remember. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Remember, on a lot of the clearings that we have on the website, if it's a whole lifetime clearing, you don't need to think of anything. It just clears it. Now, some of the clearings, you do have to specify where you are and how you want that changed. So they're a little different, but regardless, it will work. Because the light cannot take away your free choice, free will. It doesn't know what's good for you and what's bad for you, because it's not in judgment. Like I said, you might like a chocolate ice cream cone, and the light's not going to take it away to give you a vanilla one. It's what you choose, you see. So it's not going to judge you. Whatever you choose to do here is fine. So here we go. Let's put Larry back on, and we got to probably get off right now. We got a minute after, so our time is coming to a close here. So let's say blessings to all of you. And remember, stay in your heart center. Don't connect to any energies outside of yourself, because if you do, it'll be aliens. Remember, the light only works through you, through your heart center, through your own spirit. You cannot bring more light to you. If you do, then it's the light of the darkness. So, thank you, Larry. Great show for what we had here. And we'll see you later. Thank you, Annika. Blessings, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Okay, bye.